This year, Český rozhlas, or Czech radio, is celebrating its 85th anniversary. A number of special commemorative events and broadcasts are being planned for the coming months. As an institution, Czech radio has played its part in and survived two revolutions, as many major uprisings and a world war. But could one of its biggest tests be, quite simply, a change in times and consumers' tastes? As we're bombarded with information from an ever-increasing number of sources, is there still a place for good old radio in the modern world?
Hello, hello. Prague, Czechoslovakia calling. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Footage from one of Radio Prague's earliest broadcasts, dating from 1937. The Czech state broadcaster Český rozhlas, to which Radio Prague belongs, goes back even further, to 1923. Czech radio's first station was Radio Journal, which still exists today. Its current head, Alexander Picha, tells me about the station's very humble origins.
The first radio broadcaster was called Radio Journal, the same name like my radio station. And they were broadcasting on the airport because there is a flat area there. And this is very good circumstances for radio broadcasting in AM. And they were broadcasting in a tent, and they had very, very simple problems. For instance, during symphony with musicians playing in a tent, there were small accidents where hens came to the tent and they were making kokorak, kokorak, and they had to stop broadcasting of symphony and so on.
Radiožurnál 13.30.
Today, Radio Journal is a much more polished affair, which broadcasts out of a state-of-the-art studio complex instead of a tent. But Mr. Picha admits that there are still problems. He and the board of Radio Journal have been deliberating the direction that his station should take.
I think that radio has future and has its position in the world. But I think it has to change according to people's behavior. We have to calculate with the ordinary behavior of listeners that they accept radio only, for instance, like backstage. And I think we can fulfill our role also in these circumstances because we can run, for instance, music. With the news, with the contributions, which work like hooks, small hooks, which catch listeners. And for instance, people can listen to music and contribution and can know from such kind of program that there are some presidential election in our country, that there is some problem of Kosovo, there is a problem with EU currency and so on.
Radio Journal, Czech radio's flagship station, has ceded ground to commercial radio stations in the last 10 years. It's now the third most listened to station in the country. It's recently been trying to change to adapt itself to listeners' needs. But what does Mr. Picha think that these needs are?
You know, we live in a very, very nervous time. Very nervous period. People don't have much time, so they don't have time listen to very long contributions, to very long newscasts, and so on. So we follow such needs, and we shortened contributions, we shorten our newscasts, and so on. And this is the problem because the old listeners, traditional listeners, are complaining. But the problem is that the amount of traditional listeners is smaller and smaller, and we are not able to catch people who have different needs from the radio, who, for instance, have only 20 minutes a day listen to newscast with some music, and then they have to run.
But what about the listeners themselves? I posted myself in front of the Czech radio building to ask some passers-by about their listening habits. My first question was how often they listen to the radio.
A little bit.
And what sort of things do you listen to?
News, mostly.
And when do you listen to the radio? When you get up in the morning, when you want to relax?
When I drive a car.
Velice málo kdy. Poslouchám ho ráno, když jsem doma. Ráno poslouchám rádio.
I only listen very rarely. I listen in the morning when I'm at home, but in evening I watch the television instead.
Rádio a večer televizi.
Can I ask you if you listen to the radio a lot?
No, I don't. Sorry.
Do you prefer the television, or why don't you listen to the radio?
I like TV and reading newspaper off the internet.
Do you often listen to the radio? Sometimes, yeah. And what do you like to listen to on the radio?
Music.
Music, okay. And how do you find out your news?
Through the internet.
I listen to radio for 4 hours daily or so, because I need to relax and the music is the best for it.
Okay, so sort of classical music or...?
Listening hip-hop music and pop music sometimes.
Ulrich Cheap is one of Radio Prague's longest-serving employees. He deals with the technical side of radio broadcasting and is himself a radio enthusiast. He doesn't think that radio will be eclipsed by other forms of technology.
Well, I think that sound radio broadcasting, as it is usually called, will continue as one part of the media, and that it will... that it is not going to finish by some new technologies or anything of that sort. What I am sometimes, I must admit that I have been working for most of my life in international radio, and I am sometimes a bit concerned about the fate of international radio, since you know that its heyday was in the era of the Cold War in the 20th century. And after it ended, I think that nobody has yet succeeded in reformulating the role of international radio.
And does Mr. Cheap think that radio has any special quality, one thing that other media just doesn't have?
Sure, I'm sure that it has a distinctive property. For one, perhaps never switch on my own the TV receiver, but I'm constantly listening wherever I can, whenever I have free time to radio. So there will always be a part of audience who prefer spoken word to video, to pictures. So I'm not afraid about the future of radio.
Alexander Picha agrees.
Yes, radio has one special advantage, that you can listen to the radio, for instance, during driving, for instance, during your hobby, when, for instance, you are working in workshop and so on. You don't need to concentrate only on the radio. When you are reading internet or when you are watching TV, you have to focus only on TV, your eyes, your mind, everything. I think this is the hugest chance of radio, that you can listen to the radio everywhere.
We'll see how radio fares in this modern age of the internet and rival forms of media. But one thing is certain, increased competition is forcing radio to up its game and evolve, which can't be a bad thing.